Wayne Allen Root Radio Show.
Warning! The Root, the Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome to the show. It's Monday. That means I got to get through another 5 days. How am I going to do it? Oh my gosh, holiday weekend. All right, so four and a half more days. Democrat-run cities. Don't you love the way Democrats run cities? I'm looking at this article. Democrat-run metro cities overrun with zombie drug trank that's cooked down into powder form and mixed with heroin and fentanyl and eats human flesh. Take a stroll down any metropolitan street in San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, Portland, or New York City, and you will feel like you just stepped onto the movie set of World War Z. There are actual zombies roaming the streets, sleeping, standing up, and moaning from the flesh-eating disorder they have from taking a pet tranquilizer that eats human flesh. They thought they were just smoking fentanyl and crack. The zombie drug, Trank Dope, also known by veterinarians as looks like xylazine, is now frequently used by drug dealers to cut other drugs, meaning spread them out so they make more money, you know, thin them out, while further complicating drug addiction nightmares for users. Just as one may have thought the illicit drug supply couldn't get any more dangerous or deadly, it did. Many drug dealers use baby laxatives to cut cocaine and crack so they can make it look like there's more to buy and use and double or triple their profits. The side effects for drug users boil down to a bad case of diarrhea. But now there's xylazine, a drug used by vets for anesthesia, sedation, muscle relaxation. Doesn't sound so bad for drug addicts, but the drug wasn't made for humans. It was made for cattle, horses, and other mammals. Turns out it's too dangerous to use on humans because it causes dangerously low blood pressure, critically low heart rates, and wait for it, a disorder that eats away at the flesh. So it's just what's amazing in this country is, I say this again and again. You know, on Saturday night, was it Saturday? Yeah, Saturday night, just 2 nights ago, I was the speaker out in Pahrump, Nye County, for the Nye County Republican Party event of the year, their big dinner dance of the year. And I was their speaker. And I said to the crowd, I said, who in their right mind would want open borders, which lets all the bad people of the world in, and all the criminals of the world in, and all the terrorists of the world in, and all the prostitutes of the world in, and all the drug dealers of the world in, and all the drugs of the world in, and all the fentanyl of the world in, and all the pedophiles of the world in? Who would want that unless they're getting a piece of the action? The Democrat Party has got to be getting a piece of the action. It's that simple. All right, let me read you my my latest commentary that I just wrote this morning. Got up early and wrote it. Ron DeSantis, please stand down. Yes, it's true. I've been one of the most dedicated, passionate, and loyal Trump supporters in the country for 8 years now, since even before he came down the escalator in June 2015. So I'll admit I'm a bit biased. I'm MAGA. I'm America first, and I'm Trump 47 all the way. Why wouldn't I be? Trump was the best president of my lifetime. He actually did what he said he was going to do. He fought for the middle class. He brought manufacturing back to America. He made energy cheap and plentiful. He cut taxes and regulations. He created a roaring stock market. He produced the lowest black and Latino unemployment in history. He produced the greatest middle class income growth in modern history. He won the trade war with China. And he made America prosperous again. Trump also stood behind Israel like no president in history. He destroyed ISIS in a matter of weeks. Oh, and one other little thing, there was peace around the globe under Trump. Did I mention what Trump did for the GOP? First, in 2016, he pulled the biggest upset in certainly modern U.S. political history by beating Hillary Clinton. And then in 2020, Trump got the most votes ever by a sitting president, the most votes of any Republican in history, and he added the most new votes of any president in history. We don't need any other GOP presidential candidate in 2024. We already have one of the greatest presidents of all time for that role, and certainly the greatest Republican ever. Okay, so now you know I'm a forever Trumper. Get it? Instead of never Trumper, I'm a forever Trumper. But interestingly, I'm not anti-DeSantis. I like Ron DeSantis. I think he's the best governor in America. To quote the old Fox Sports TV show, he's the best damn governor in America. Every day, DeSantis does something fantastic in Florida. He just passed E-Verify. He banned central bank digital currency in Florida. He signed a new law demanding Florida public bathrooms be based on biological sex to protect women. He protected innocent children from transgender brainwashing at school. He signed a new law eliminating diversity, equity, and inclusion in Florida higher education. And he's taking the battle against transgender-loving Disney to new heights. DeSantis did all of that in 1 week. Last week. Are you getting the idea? I really like DeSantis. I do. He's fantastic. He's America's governor. Remember Rudy Giuliani was America's mayor? DeSantis is America's governor. All of that is well and good. But he won't be Trump. He has no chance. Zero. It's a suicide run. By running against Trump now, he will have to go negative about Trump and thereby turn off enough Trump supporters to never be the 2028 nominee. By supporting and endorsing Trump now, he will become 2028 president-elect in waiting. It's really that simple. DeSantis' moment in the sun for 2024 has come and gone. For the moment Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg indicted Trump, it became obvious there was no other choice. Trump is the only human being on earth who could defeat the deep state and save our nation. And that's why the D.C. swamp and the deep state and virtually the entire U.S. government is out to get Trump. Remember, I had on the show, why am I forgetting his name? Dershowitz, Alan Dershowitz, the lawyer, most famous lawyer in the world, probably. And his new book is called Get Trump. They're all out to get Trump. Why? Not because they know they can beat him, because they're scared he's going to beat them. We need a miracle. We need God. Trump is that miracle. Trump is that gift from God. The man is superhuman. The deep state can demonize him, frame him, indict him, arrest him, maybe even convict him. But they can't stop him. From the moment of Trump's indictment, DeSantis became insignificant. He became the incredible disappearing governor. He became the Casper, the friendly ghost of politics. He's invisible. No one outside politics, excuse me, no one outside Florida cares what great things DeSantis does in Florida anymore, because Florida is just one state out of 50. DeSantis is like the home run king of AAA. Trump already won the triple crown, the home run crown, and the World Series in the big leagues. DeSantis runs a state. Trump is needed to defeat the evil deep state. It's so clear at this point, it's either Trump or it's the end of America. But here's the problem. The window's closing. Our chances of saving America are shrinking by the minute. Our only chance to save America is for Trump to win in 2024. And to do that, we need unity. Ron DeSantis is a distraction now. He can't win, but he can divide the party, wound Trump, thereby ensuring Trump loses in the general election. So what is DeSantis' game plan? Why is he even announcing now? Is this all about ego and selfishness? Is this about bigger book deals and higher speaking fees? Because that's what it feels like. Or is there something more sinister at work here? The people funding DeSantis hate Trump. They're mostly never Trumpers. And DC swamp rats and deep staters, they must know if we don't win in 2024, America's finished. It will be a one-party police state run by Big Brother, protected by a weaponized federal government that bans all dissent and free speech. Maybe the people funding DeSantis know all that. Maybe that's the plan. Divide the GOP and make sure Trump loses. Maybe sacrifice.
Bridie on Radio and BridieOnRadio.com.
This is an amazing company that has sponsored both of us. And this is a way to have backup communications when the grid goes down.
Well, the situation became problematic, Mike, with the New Orleans, the latest hurricane, because people panicked. And this is one thing that I've learned from being associated with the satellite phone store for over a decade. People will call and order 600 phones at a time.
What?
It's like this, Mike. Anytime there is a crisis, people want these. And ladies and gentlemen, they've created such a good deal for Mike's viewers, my viewers, our combined viewers, that this is the only way you're going to be able to communicate.
And that's the other beauty about these phones, is they can't track you because it's not talking to a cell tower. It's talking to satellites, you know, orbiting over the equator. So SAT123.com, folks.
The U.S. prepares to bolster troops in Eastern Europe, and tensions build with Russia.
Secretary Austin has placed a range of units in the United States on a heightened preparedness to deploy, which increases our readiness to provide forces if NATO should activate the NRF, or if other situations develop.
We have been consulting with allies in deployments and refining plans for all scenarios. We've always said we would reinforce our allies on the eastern flank.
Stay up to date on Brighteon Radio.
Treasure Island coins and precious metals. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com says 2020 has shown us that we must prepare for the unexpected. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your fiscal well-being during the coming financial pandemic. Shipments are delivered safely, discreetly, and securely right to your door. A precious metals IRA allows you to protect your retirement savings with the ultimate safe haven, assets of gold and silver. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Your metals are held in the form of real coins and bars in an actual depository under your name and on your behalf. Simply visit BrighteonMetals.com today. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Shouldn't you at least look into it? Treasure Island coins and precious metals. We're here to help. Visit BrighteonMetals.com today.
Take a stand against biased talk radio.
I'm going to take a strong stand against it.
And listen to Brighteon Radio, where we give you both sides of the story.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Brighteon Radio and BrighteonRadio.com.
TaxRx does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. 800-913-5404 now. I'm here with spokesman for the firm, John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call in.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here with you. We always enjoy answering the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-913-5404.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now to speak with a live agent for free. Call 800-913-5404.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
I mean, I tell you all the time, I really do, that they're out to, they meaning the deep state, the DC swamp, the globalists, the communists, they're out to control our lives and they're out to starve us to death. They want us to be, you know, dependent on them to survive. They want us to be nice and thin while they're nice and fat. They want us to be, you know, not eating meat, eating crickets and scraps of food that we're getting out of dumpsters. I mean, they hate us. They hate us. And I think this article kind of fills you in on how much they hate us. John Kerry declares war on U.S. farmers. He says government farm confiscations are not off the table. Not off the table. Confiscations of farms in the name of climate change. If there are no farms, there is no freaking food. You know, I can't say on radio and TV what I really want to do with these people, because if I did, they'd take me off the air. So I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say a word. All you're going to have to figure it out on your own, what's got to be done. But it's not going to be me who says it, but anyone could figure it out. Small farms are significant emitters of nitrogen, according to Biden's climate czar, John Kerry, who's pushing for the U.S. federal government to crack down on farming in America to combat global warming. He insists the United States must massively reduce farming to meet the radical green agenda goals laid out by the World Economic Forum and the United Nations. Who says that I give a flying frick about the World Economic Forum or the United Nations? Who says that I'm ever going to reduce farms and farming so there is no food so that we can all live longer because the air will be cleaner? You're all insane! According to Kerry, the world can't tackle climate change without first addressing the agriculture sector's emissions, and farmers in the U.S. are front and center of his plans. A lot of people, he says, have no clue that agriculture contributes about 33% of all the emissions of the world. We can't get to net zero. We don't get this job done unless agriculture is front and center as part of the solution. So all of us understand here the depths of the mission. His mission is to starve us all. Okay, I don't want to get to net zero. Net zero would be the end of America. We are the most wealthy nation in the world. Poor people are wealthy in America compared to the rest of the world. Poor people have cars. Poor people have air conditioning. Poor people have heating. Poor people have roofs over their head. Poor people eat out all the time. Wait a minute, even Bill Maher, the liberals, always made this joke. Poor people in America are fat. It can't be that bad here if they're fat. Go into any poor neighborhood. They're all fat. They're not starving. They're fat. That's what makes America great. Fat, poor people. These people want us to starve to death. And you know that the testing ground, you know, ground zero for this World Economic Forum anti-farming agenda is the Netherlands, where they're literally putting the farmers all out of business and seizing their farmland. The Dutch government's proposal to confiscate and close down numerous farms to comply with the objectives outlined in the UN and the World Economic Forum climate agenda has received support from the EU. And so that's why the farmers have been fighting in the streets. The farmers have had their tractors lined up, you know, like kind of like the Canadian truckers had that gigantic, you know, truckers lined up for hundreds of miles with giant trucks. They're doing it with farm vehicles in Netherlands. But under the plan, farmers would be offered 120% of their farm's value through a buyout program. However, those who decline the offer would face the risk of being forcibly removed from their land with no financial compensation. And if this plan proves successful, it's likely to be replicated in other countries due to its alignment with the World Economic Forum's global environmental agenda. They're coming here to take our farms. When they take our farms, there won't be farming. When there's no farming, there won't be food. And by the way, we're not going to be a nation of 330 million. Soon we're going to be 430 million or 530 million or 630 million because they've opened the borders and they're letting the entire world in by the millions. So where are you going to feed all these people? And do you know how much pollution and climate change they're going to cause in America? Personally, I'd like it better with 330 million people, not 630 million. That's why you got to buy, and they're going to all be fat because they're going to be poor. And the poorer you are in America, the fatter you are. Because they stand in line at McDonald's. Goldgate Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up, because these guys are offering it. First quarter of 2023, the strongest first quarter of gold buying by central banks ever. Up 176% from last year. And last year was the highest gold buying on record. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, 401k. If you're among the first 100 callers today, tell them Wainwright sent you. They'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. We'll be right back.
For more than a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. In their car, at home, or on the job, more than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. AM radio is also the backbone of the emergency alert system, which keeps us safe in dangerous times. It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Not ready for summer yet? Get ready with Vita Super Slim Plus. Vita Super Slim Plus is the new product you heard about where results are amazing and the weight loss is fast. Just take Vita Super Slim Plus once a day and in just weeks get the results you have been waiting for. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com will get you ready for summer in just weeks, not months. With Vita Super Slim Plus, go to VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. That's VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. Use promo code RADIO for a free month supply. Details at VitaSuperSlimPlus.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hear that a lot at chickendinnercasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion
Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing ChickenDinnerCasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
ChickenDinnerCasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner! Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. That's ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
Roots on Fire. Great guest today. Second, we've got Mark Finchem coming up, former candidate for Secretary of State in Arizona, four-term Arizona state representative, with some big news about Carrie Lake's trial and situation there. And then we got Tommy Robinson coming up in hour number two, the United Kingdom citizen journalist who went to jail because he exposed pedophilia grooming going on in the UK. I think it's the second time we've had Tommy Robinson on. Let me mention the sponsor, and then we'll get right to Mark Finchem. Sponsor of this segment of the show is General Michael Flynn and his partner Clay Clark, because they present the Reawaken America Tour for the first time ever in Las Vegas, coming up this August 25th and 26th. Use promo code WAR to buy your tickets now, and when you use that promo code WAR, you can name your price. They will accept whatever you can afford. Name your price. Go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com, promo code WAR. They've got the greatest list of speakers you've ever seen. All the top conservatives in America are coming to this event. Wayne Allyn-Root, that's me, both nights on the main stage in prime time. The great Alex Jones, General Mike Flynn, Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, Laura Trump, Charlie Kirk, Roger Stone, Dr. Peter McCullough, comedian Jim Brewer, Kash Patel, MyPillow chairman Mike Lindell, all of them coming. Promo code WAR. Go to timetofreeamerica.com. It's the big one. Reawaken America in Las Vegas in August. All right, Mark Finchem's with us, as I said, a four-time Arizona state rep, a former candidate for Arizona Secretary of State, a police officer, a rancher, kind of what we thought of with the original founding fathers. They said politicians aren't supposed to be, you know, politicians as a living. They're supposed to be citizen politicians. He's a police officer, rancher, kind of a farmer politician, citizen politician. Mark Finchem, I think you're the right kind of politician. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good, man, Wayne. And by the way, I cannot endorse
the upcoming event enough. The Reawaken America Tour, your listeners have got to be there. I've been on it a number of times. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make that specific event, but I cannot endorse that more vociferously than you got to be there.
Yeah, I was at one in San Diego, and it was just, it was incredible. It was in a church in San Diego, a giant church, had 3,000 people. I had a book line for my latest book back then. That was a year and a half ago. The book line was literally 2 hours long. Everybody wanted my book, and I sold out. It was unbelievable, and I brought more books than I ever imagined I could sell, and I sold out. So it's a really wild event. It's a great event. It's an exciting event. It's a motivating event. Everybody gets energy from each other. Fantastic speakers. Yep. All right, Carrie Lake's signature trial about voting verification and also the tabulators that were set, obviously, to not work, particularly on Election Day. On Election Day, when they worked for 3 weeks leading into the election, when Democrats vote, early voting, but they didn't work on Election Day when Republicans vote. What are your thoughts on the trial and what the revelations have been and where it's going to go?
Well, there's a couple things. Number one, I find it interesting that Carrie had to go to three different voting centers before they would actually accept her ballot.
Wow.
Think
about
that.
That's amazing. What fraud. Unbelievable.
These jokers set this thing up, and you know, we've had technician after technician who has testified, this is not by happenstance. This is not by accident. This had to be, it had to be put in place in advance. Hard stop.
Right. Well,
now,
of course.
That's the voting centers and the machines. And what they were trying to do is force manual adjudication, which means force inspection of the ballots by a person. Well, now we go to the Superior Court, where Carrie's case was remanded back to the original court by the Superior or the Supreme Court, and said, no, she's got a right to inspect the ballot envelopes, which on their face have an affidavit that somebody is supposed to sign, and that signature is supposed to match their voter registration card. Well, one of the things that, there's a couple of things that apparently were not caught in testimony. Number one, you know, the average Joe is just kind of listening to it. 384,000 signatures were a mismatch.
Right.
They didn't match. And I thought that Kurt Olson did a brilliant job of describing that as a woodpecker. Yeah. Rapid fire going after ants on a tree. And quite frankly, Eric Speckin did, who's a professional witness in signature identification. He said, look, I'm a pro, and it takes me 6 seconds. You're telling me that they were able to run tens of thousands of ballots through at 1 second apiece?
170,000
plus. Mark, they are. There's no problem with running them through at 1 second apiece, except you're just going to say yes to every single signature. Yes. They're all approved.
So,
that's all.
Yep, it's 99.9% approval. But think about this a second. He used the metaphor of a book. Just because you thumb through the pages of the book doesn't mean you read the book. That is the essence of the case. Now, let's go a little bit deeper in that. There was another bit of testimony that I was a little disappointed they did not go into, and that is the I'm going to butcher her name, Onicut, the first whistleblower on the inside, who said, well, yeah, I was a level one signature verifier. And if I had a question, I was supposed to escalate it to level two. Well, if their queue got too full, they just sent it back to us. Well, okay, so you understaffed a defective process. There's two strikes against you, but it gets worse. She also said, if we rejected too many or approved too many, we were under audit every day. If we rejected too many or approved too many,
unbelievable,
then we would be called in and schooled on, okay, stop a second. Did anybody stop to think, who set the definition of too many?
Right. No, it's all, Mark, it's all fraud. It's all fraud.
That question was not even explored.
I want people to understand this, because I want to explain in a common sense way. If you're one of those people that's checking signature verification, then Do you think someone could memorize like 100,000 signatures? Because if you can't memorize all of them, then how could you look through each one in 1 second, 2 seconds, or 3 seconds? That means you're not comparing it to anything. You're just looking at it and going, okay, okay, okay. But aren't you supposed to look at it and then compare it to the signature on file? Nobody can do that in 1 to 3 seconds. So they're not looking at the signature that's correct in order to determine if it's correct or not. So they're just okaying everything, which means they're rubber stamping a bunch of fake, fraudulent ballots. We know the Democrats specialize in mail-in ballots with no voter ID. They're fake. So nobody's checking if it's a real signature. There is no real signature. It's fake ballot. Whole thing is a joke. I mean, it's got me so angry. They stole our country, Mark. Forget about Kerry in 2022. How about 2020? They stole our country, and then they set about to open the border so they'd never have to cheat and steal an election ever again, because they'll just let in millions and millions of future Democrats. So they'll never have to rig or cheat again. They just created millions of new Americans who are always going to vote Democrat because they Democrats give them welfare checks. That's it. That's the end of the story, don't you think?
That's exactly my point, sir. And
that's
here is the thing that disturbs me the most. You have a board of supervisors that is allegedly Republican-dominated. This is the rise of the Uniparty. You have a Republican recorder, a Republican supervisor, Bill Gates, a Republican supervisor, Jack Sellers, a Republican supervisor, Glenn Hickman. Kind of apparatus gets into place where they're able to do rapid fire approval. Screw the voters. Screw everyone that didn't get a chance to cast their vote. So I think that where we're at today.